Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Chav Vav. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Chav Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Omar Mar Halacha Hi Ben Nazir. What is this referring to? So back on Chav Hey Amid Aleph, the Gemara explained at the very top, was the beginning of yesterday's shiur, that we learned in the Mishnah previously, that if you had a Nazir, that it set aside funds, and the Nazir doesn't need the funds because, for instance, it was an Isha, and they feared a Baala, or it was a case of a man who never passed away. But the bottom line is, we have now Mo'is Stumim left. What do you do with these Mo'is Stumim? Yiblu l'nedava. The Gemara asked why. After all, there are three kabbanas that you have to go and bring. One of the kabbanas is a carbon chatos. I should say that at least a third of the funds, if not all of the funds, yeyuchli yamamelach. Why is it that they all go l'nedava, that you bring subsequently kabbanas oila with these funds? And then Rabbi Yochanan said, halachi benazit, does a halacha lemeshim Sinai. That's the way it is. Rish Lakish said, I learned it from a pasuk. So, the Mashmoit Halacha Ibn Nazir sounds like that only by Nazir do you have this halacha, that even though Dmei Chatos is mixed in, nevertheless it all goes on the top. Freiti Mara, Omamar, two lines on the bottom. Halacha Ibn Nazir, the Suleka, there is no other example. But Tari Chadach Dua Braisa, Bishar Chayove Kinin Sheba Toira, other Chayove Kinin, let's say it's other Chayove Kinin, Lamash, we have a Yaledis, you have a Zav, you have a Zava, you have a Mitzoira. There are others that the Toira says should bring a Khan, which means two Oifalach, a Chatas Oif and an Oilas Oif. Shefri Shumois the Kineim, that money was set aside to buy a Khan of two Oifis. And at this point, the person decides, I'm no longer going to use Oifis, I want to go and bring behind this. Meaning, there are certain Karbonis, as we know, that are called L'moshla Karbon Oila V'yoyreid, where the Torah gives a difference between an Oshir and an Oni. For instance, by the case of a Chatzos Oila V'yoyreid, Chatzos Oila V'yoyreid you only bring for one out of three Averis, either Shavuos Bitoy, Shavuos Eidus, or Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha. If the person happens to be wealthy, he brings a Kizbo or a Seira L'Chatos. If the person not so wealthy, he brings two Oifis. And if he's very poor, then he has to bring a Karbon Mincha. That's called a Mincha Schoite. Aha. Okay, so what happens if the person was middle class? He wasn't an Oisha, he wasn't an Oni, and therefore he had to go and bring the two Oifis. Baruch Hashem, after a while, it's garbage. And Baruch Hashem, now he has enough money to go and bring like a carbon usher. So he had this money set aside for buying oifis, but he didn't buy the oifis, and now he wants to use it to go and buy a behema. Oh, shteitach, someone who was mafish mois the kineim, rotz lahavi ben chatas behema, he could take all of the funds which had originally been designated for the oifis, and he can use v'chatas behema. Obviously, he's going to have to add some funds because oifis by definition is much cheaper. So he'll go and take all of the funds and then he adds some more from his pocket to buy a chatzis behema. Or if he wants to, oifis behema yavi. Rotzel havi ben chatzis behema yavi. Oifis behema yavi. If he wants to go and buy an oifis behema, he can do that. So then he can switch it around. Okay, fine. The ikar aloch is now mace. What happens if this individual that was supposed to go and bring the khan, unfortunately, halach li'olamoi. What do we do with the money? We still have the same mois tumen from before. This person had to go and bring a carbon. He was l'moshla mitzoyra. I'm sorry? He bought it for purposes of bringing his two birds, but unfortunately his neshama flew away, and now the money is left over. What do you do with these funds? So now if you would ask me, I would say, well, since one of the 50% of these funds was supposed to be brought a Karbon Chatos, and Karbon Chatos, we already learned earlier, any Chatos of a person that passes away. If it was a Chatos Behemoth itself, the Behemoth was still alive, it would be one of the Chomish Chatois Mesos. Since they only have the money, you have to kill the money. How do you kill the money? By throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. So I would say, well, you also have to go at least 50%, or maybe the whole money you have to throw into Yam HaMelech. Shteitach, no. All of it goes for the Dava, for Oilais. So it's the same thing as by Nazir, same halacha. We started off by saying, this is a special halacha, we see it only by Nazir. I see it's even by other Kabbalists, the same halacha applies. Every Moratana Nazir, v'chayyav ekinen, the damulei. Not only Nazir, but also those which are chayyav ekinen, which are similar to Nazir. In which way are they similar to Nazir? They're similar to Nazir in that they have to bring multiple Kabbalists. Because your average individual, when it has to bring a carbon, has to bring one carbon. If he did a chas v'shalom achet, then he's chayv chatas, he brings a chatas. If he did if he was menader and oily, he brings one oila. If he did one of those averis that you have to bring carbon asha, he has asha. It's usually just one. This individual, a nozer, by definition, always has to bring a multitude of kabbanis. If he happens to be a nozer tomei, three kabbanis. A nozer tohor has to bring three kabbanis. This mitzoyer has to go and bring two kabbanis. Or if it's zav or zav or yoledis, they have to bring multiple kabbanis. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is, mace, if the person died and left over mois tumen, yiplu nadava, because the halacha that we had yesterday of Rabbi Yochanan was not only halacha ibn nozer, but ben nozer and all the other chayavi kin in the domulei, domo in the sense that you bring multiple kabbats.
Never bring only one, it's always a bird is always public school, right? Do you ever bring just one bird?
Ben nadava. Number one. Number two, by a yerledes ashira. If you have your lettuce who is a wealthy lady, then she goes and bring a keves and one oilas oif. Then dalhi vein yodamasei, yes, that she brings two oif. Ezrachim avafukim eha said, why did, now that we've expanded the halacha l'moshe v'sinai of Rabbi Yochanan, and we said that it doesn't only include a nozir, but also kol d'amilei, what does it come to exclude? Lafukim yodasan, it comes to exclude what we learned in the Braisa Mishal Yimachuyiv Chatas. When I'm the person is chayv achatas, because he ate chaylev v'shoigeg. V'yoma, and in addition to that, he said, Hari olai oila, I hereby take upon myself to bring an oila, binadava, no, the stam, an oila. V'hivrish mois, and he set aside funds. V'yoma, haru hare elu lichoy vasi. These funds are set aside for my chayve. Now, at this point, both karbonis are, in a sense, a choyva. The chatos is a full-fledged choyva, that's a chim and a toyer. The hari olai oila, he's also a choyva because he took upon himself voluntarily to bring a carbon oila. So the question is, what is this choyvosi? It's kind of a vague, ambiguous term. So therefore, the Gemara says, if you want to rotzel havi ben chatos behema, lo yavi. Oilus behema lo yavi. If he wants to use these funds solely for chatas behema or solely for oilus behema, no good. Why? Because the word chayvasi is sufficiently broad in scope that includes both animals, both chiyuvim, both the chiyuv chatas and the chiyuv oila. And therefore, if you want to go and now take the funds and use it only for one out of the two, you're not allowed to do that.
How can he ever buy a behema? As soon as he takes that money out of his wallet,
yeah,
and he has on himself this chavasi, then he's, as it were, he's separated money. He's at the cash register to pay. He separated out money to pay. This money now has both the ola and the chatas.
In this type of situation?
Yes.
So then he has to do is he has to go and add additional funds, and then buy two kabbanas with these funds. Not just go and sequester it and segregate the funds just for one out of the two. He has to go and use these funds to go and buy both. If these funds are not enough, he has to add more and buy both together. But it's not, he can't go and switch it and use it only for one and not from the other. I thought you were going to go and ask, L'choyer, why is this different than the previous case of the top of the omid? We had in the previous case of a person set aside funds for two oifois, and then the person, Baruch Hashem, became an asher, and he wants to buy a chatzis behema, yavi. Oilus behema, yavi. Why over there could you switch it? Why over here can you not? And you have to say, no, can't buy chatzis behema. I have to go and use the funds for both kabbanis. So Toises asks this kasha. Toises gives two terusim. The second terus that Toises gives is that in the case of the person that bought the two oifis, since this person was mechuyev to go and bring both, Toises calls it mechoda biksa. Choda biksa means like from the same basket, if you will. Biksa, basket. From the same background. They both come from the same origin, the same makar. So therefore you can do a little bit of switching around. Instead of going using them for oifis, I can use them all for the oilas behema or the or the chatas behema, because they're all part of that same chiyuv. Masha'enkin, if you're talking about a person that had to bring a korban chatas because he ate chayla b'shogi, and a person who had to go and bring a korban oila because he made a nedova to bring an oila, these are from two backgrounds. These come from two separate mechutonim. This is a chatas sticker and this is an oila sticker. So therefore, to go and switch it and use the funds now only for one and not for the other, that's already prohibited. Okay, but the ikar is from the second part. Mace, what happens if this person who had to bring a karm chatas and a karm oila nebuch because of the tremendous burden of having to bring both of these kabbanis, mace, he nebuch passed away. What do you do with the moistumen? Yeichol yama melach. Oh, different than before. 2 lines ago we said that in the case of the Najib, if he had moistumen and he passed away, where does the money go? La'oilis nedova. Here it goes, li'am melach. Ah, says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Halachi ben Najib v'chol d'damilei. That here the halach is, even though there's the mechatas mixed in, it goes l'nedova. Then any other case, what would happen? It would go to the Yama Melach. This is lafuke from that case. Good. Now, we go back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah distinguished between Mois Stumen and Mois Mufurashen. By Mois Stumen, we just said it all goes when it doesn't. Mois Mufurashen means that he had set aside $1,000, $333 for the Chatas, $333 for the Oila, $333 for the Shlomim. So it was Mufurash. I didn't buy the animals yet, but I had segregated and separated the funds for the 3 different animals. What did it say in the Mishnah? That those funds that were set aside for oila, you'll bring an oila. Those funds that were set aside for a shlam, you'll bring a karma shlam. And the funds that were set aside for the chatas goes to the Yama Melech. That's what it said in our Mishnah. So now, Ravashi comes to be mefarish a little more this din of mefurashin. It's Omer Ravashi. Hod the Amas mefurashin. That's what it said in mefurashin. Loi means it doesn't go linedova, but rather you have to go and oila oila shlom shlomim, and the chatas money goes to the Yama Melech. Loi teima, don't say the amr elu lechatos v'elu leilos v'elu leshalmi. It's not a case where, like we just said, that he said v'feirush, this is for oila, this is for chatas, this is for shlom. Ella afila amr elu lechatosi ulo oilasi ulo shalmi mifurashin hay. So Ravashi says, I give al b'gechidish. I have a whole peckle of $1,000. If instead of segregating them, 333, 333, 333. Oh, exactly. The ganze peckle for $1,000 I'm going to use for my 3 kabbalists. That's already called mefurashin hein. So this, and what would be the halacha now? Zoktoisis, they're mefurashin b'ta'aruvis. They're all mefurish, but they're all mixed together. They all have to go to Yama Melah. There would be a benefit had he segregated them. 333, 333. Because then only a third would have to go to Yama Melah. But since it's now mefurashin b'ta'aruvis, all of it goes to the Yama Melah.
Put this money, I'm going to buy my 3 kabbalas. Right. The extra effort is...
The question is if he said just 3 kabbalas, or he said for my oila, for my chatas, and for my shlam. That's according to... That's according to the... The reason why I'm pointing this out is not just a quibble, because that's now the ikka d'yamri. So according to this first lashon, he had to use the expression... Don't say it's only in a case of even if he says this is for my choiva, for my karbonos.
Understood, it's the 3 karbonos.
Exactly. It's also like it's mefurish. So what's the case of the sosim? So what's going to be the case of the sosim? So the Choyer is talking about that he took the funds, he set it aside, he didn't say anything. It gonish gazot. But he says Mishitzach, what would be the other case of lafuke from what? Once I say that it's for my kabbanis, then what is it not for? So Toysa says, instead of saying shlohiske lechayvasi ela omar eliye lekarbanoisai, that's different. I'm not sure why karbanois is different than chayvasi, but anyway, Toysa talks about that. That's the long Toysa hadi ames before Russian life. Anyway, so we have these 2 lashonis of Ravashi, and the Gemara continues on. Vayta Omer Rava, Hodi Amaran Moistumen Yipel Nedava. That's what we said in our Mishnah. If it's Moistumen, it all goes Linedava. Im Noflet Mechatas Mi Beinayan Hari Hen Kimufurashin. if the money of the chatas fell out, nafla. How does money fall out? See, Gemara doesn't mean literally the money fell out. It means that we originally had $1,000. And then he went by the chata store, he took out 333 of the monies, and he paid to the chatas man. And he bought a karm chatas. So now, from the original $1,000, a third fell out. All I'm left now is with 666 and 66 cents. So now, I have weiter that it's stumen, because I didn't designate which one is which, but it's mixed. Oilas money together with the other money, with the shlomim money. Aha, Sahari kimufurash, and has a din like mufurash, not like the din of sosum, and therefore by stumen, where does the money always go to? For nedava. Here the money won't go for nedava. Half of the money will go for an oiler, half of the money will go for a shlom. Azay zok drava, in fact, Imor now brings a raya. Tanya, kabosi derava, I bring a raya to Rava. Eilu lechatosi vashar l'shar nezirusi. He originally set aside money, and he said, Eilu lechatosi, this money for the chatas. The other should be for shar nezirus, meaning for the oiler and for the shlomim. And Nebuch, the person passed away. To my chatos, yechliyam melach, because it's one of the chamish chatois meisois. Vashar, and the other money which he set aside, oh, that's money moistumin. Our Mishnah said it goes with a dava. No. State the price like rava. Ashar yovi chetzili oyle v'chetzi oyle shlamim. What's the reason for this? Because we are now focusing on the halacha, he, benozid halacha l'moish mesinai, of Rabbi Yochanan. That Allah Moshe Sinai is only if the Moistumim had Dmei Chatos mixed in it. If there's no Dmei Chatos mixed in, then this Allah of Stumim, all of it going the Oila for Nedava, doesn't apply. Aros. So therefore, since
the money.
Oh, if it does that good.
Right.
So since
now he splits. Now I understand the split.
Exactly.
He has to, by giving the chatas, he makes a declaration. This is the zero scale. Once the zero scale, the oil, so the shlomo, the oil, the shlepsot
zero. The oil and shlomo now mix in together.
Yes,
they're moist to men. The person died. Half of the money you use for an oil, half of the money you use for buying a car mishlam. So it doesn't all go for oilas nedava, like we learned in the Mishnah. It's got to be stumim with chatas money mixed in.
He made a nozir declaration. By giving the chatas money, he declared it for the zeros. It wasn't open to some guilt.
Right.
But now that he's bought the chatas, the zeros money is filtered. The chatas money is filtered out.
Right.
And now you have ola and shlomo money. So does all go ola, or can you still
no?
He gave it the chatas money.
Right.
So therefore, you put a declaration of these 2/3 that it has to be for nozir. How's the nozir? Nozir is
an oil
and shlomo.
Fine. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of stumim where it goes l'netava, but rather half of the money for oil, half of the money for shlom.
Why can't Moshe be like a neighbor?
Yeah, and
he died.
He died.
The
Nazir died.
Yeah, but it's the person
who
didn't die.
Yes, he can be matinated. Absolutely. He can be matinated.
That's not the worst question.
You're 100% right, Rabbi Cohen. If a Nazir wants a matinated, he can. And we continue on. Now, what do you do with the funds before you bought the oil and the shlam? What happens if you accidentally use these funds, what we call me'ila, moil, you use these funds. If you took all of the funds and used them to go and buy a bicycle, a mushel, or whatever you bought it with, then you moil bekulan. I was going to say a car, but there's not enough money for a car. So yeah, a bicycle, depends, they're very expensive, a cheap bicycle. Anyway, me'alan bekulan, by using all of the funds. Then there would be a mila if you use all of the funds, because all of the funds include both shlomim and oila. However, they may be mitzasan if you only use half of the funds, lemushal, then there wouldn't be a din of meila, because the din of meila only applies to kodshe kodeshim and not to kachim kalim. And since an oila is kodshe kodeshim and shlomim is kachim kalim, therefore, if you use only half the funds, maybe that was the shlomim funds. If it's maybe shlomim funds, the kachim kalim, no din of meila.
Should it pretend on the price of oila and shlomim that?
I'm asking. Okay.
If you use 90% of it, you can't say, oh, it was all shlomim, because, you know, if it's proportionate to the cost of behavior, so listen, shlomim, and use more, you're already encroaching on the ola.
I'm assuming that both of them were basically the same price, but you're right, if it was more or less, it could be different. Now, elu li'olasi, Now let's start again. The same thing. Not that Eilu Chatosi. Eilu Le'ilasi. V'hashar L'shar Nezirusei. So of course, what are the remaining funds? That's a Shlomim together with a Karm Chatos. Is the Mei Oila Yivu Oila. Now that's of course simple. Eilu Le'ilasi, we said. Yivu Oila. That's easy. U'mayalim behen, because it's Kachi Kudushim. V'hashar Yiplu L'nedav Oh. Even though it's only two out of the three kabbanis, but since one of them is the mechatos, that's the halacha he ben nazir. That the halacha l'moish we've seen of Rabbi Yochanan is that if a chatos is mixed in, instead of saying liyama melach, you use it l'nedava, v'ashayib l'nedava. And now the Gemara says me'alim bekulon, they me'alim b'miktsasan. There's a me'ila in all of them, but there's not a me'ila in part of them. Okay. What's the svara? I'm a minute. L'choira, what are these funds? The funds is chatos funds together with shlomim funds. Oh, so it's like the previous case where we had oila funds and shlomim funds. Just like we had oila and shlomim. So if you're moil the whole thing, then you did your oila. But if you did only 50%, we allocate that to the shlomim, you're off the hook. So over here we'll do the same thing. We have a chatos together with a shlomim. So if you moil bekula and chatos, of course, is kachi kudishim, just like oila, then you moil. But if it happens to be only use half of the money, that will be the shlomim. So that's the girsa in our Gemara. Freitach teishvis. I don't understand what you're talking about. We just said now in the Braisa that what happens if the person passed away, what do you use these funds for? Even though originally these funds were set aside for purposes of Chatos and Ishlamim, what do you do with the funds now? Shteitot on the Braisa, Demei, what is it? Vashar Yiplu Nadava. Everything falls for Nadava. What means Nadava? Nadava means Oilais. Oilais are kashi kudushin. So the halacha should be that you're even moil b'miktsasan, not only moil b'kulan, because now it's designated for. So in fact, if you see that there's an aleph over here, the aleph is a Vilna Goyin, he takes out the words b'kul b'meil b'miktsasan. U'meil b'heaven, he says, it didn't me'ila in the gantzigelt, even one penny, because it's all oilais. That's how the Vilna Goyin looks. What do we do with our girsa? So Toysa says, if and when you go and use the funds to go and bring your kabbanis oila, you're right. These are now oilas funds, and therefore you'd be moil behegdish, kachi kudishem, din me'ila. But until you actually utilize the funds for linadava, it still has impressed on them the original kavana of the original mafresh. Okay. And what did he, well, not all three, because he said eiloi lasi, but the other two. And it's chatzis and ishlam. So until you actually go and buy the kavanas oila with it, it's still chatzis money and shlam money, and that's why argues in the Gemara is, but the Vilna Goyin holds, once we've paskined that the loch is a goat called in a dove for an oila, then we are in the kulan. That's why he takes out these four words. Fascinating. That's the reason for the haggah. Okay. Nu shtikl. Umratin amarach. Leishanu ela mo'ois. This halach about the mo'ois tumen, that it all goes in a dove, is only talking about mamish gelt. Al bahaima harihikim furashis. If this nozer set aside animals and then he passed away, it has a din like mefureshes. Now what type of animals? L'choyre, we would all say the three appropriate animals that you use for an oila, for a shlamim, and a chatas.
It's a clear declaration.
Chatas is a female.
We'll soon see.
Chatas is a female. Oila is a male.
Right.
Can
be either one. Right.
Then you're ready for shabbat. It's too simple.
Okay, so l'choyre, that's what we're talking about. He just left off animals. So what's a loch? Harikim mufareshes. It didn't like mufareshes. Meaning, since the nekeva, the leftover, as Barry pointed out, one of the three has to be in the cave, because a chatas is always a kizba or a seir. It's got to be in the cave. So if that's the case of a nose, it's got to be a kizba. Good. But l'maisa, it's got to be in the cave. So if he left over three animals, one is in the cave. Now, vada, that's for the karm chatas, kim mufareshes. L'choyre, that's pshat in the Gemara. But Tosis says that cannot be the Pshat in the Gemara, because this is Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav was already first generation Amoraim, sometimes a Shtikotana. Rav Huna is certainly an Amoraim. And if you just turn for a moment to Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, we'll start this Gemara Miyachim tomorrow, you'll notice on the top line, it says, Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Rav Shem Gamliel Oimer, Hevi Sholish Behemoth V'loi Piresh. What happens if someone purchased the three animals als nozi to bring for his kabbanis, and he didn't specify you're an oily, you're a chatas, you happen to be a shlamim, or oily lechatas tikar of chatas, lo oily tikar of oily, le shlamim tikar of shlamim. So he bazoi. It's only Yom Aleph. We're not finished yet. Anyway, but bottom line is I have a mefeirish Mishnah where the Mishnah already tells us that if you buy three animals, even though you didn't say a word, it's a blaib kima for rashes. So therefore, I don't need Rav Huna Marav to tell us that. And therefore, says Toisviz, holy cow. It's talking about that he was mafrish three separate cows for karbanas, even though they're not ro'oi to bring with them the three kabbanis. They're wrong items, exactly right. Or for that matter, says Toisviz, three se'irim, three goats, which are also the wrong species. What's halacha? So I would think, okay, this is now moistumin. Why is it moistumin? Because obviously I cannot bring these animals themselves. I'm going to have to wait until I sell them and I get money. And then that money I'm going to use to go and buy new kabbanis. So it's like moistumin. No. The halacha, Ibn Nozer, is only talking about moistumin goes for nedava, not the case of behemoth, which are deemed to be mefereh.
This is a goof. How could you possibly switch? It feels like when you've already purchased animals, we're too far along in the chain of transactions to now back up and say, okay, now we're going to switch it.
Ah, okay. So the answer is, as the Gemara is going to say in another moment, you have to wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, it's like any cum that gets a mum, what's it then? You poided it. See, we poided the three animals, you take the money now. The reason why I didn't mention it, because that's going to be the next Shiklumar. I didn't want to... Anyway, let's take a quick look at the toys. And the Reb Dovid is probably Altsuch, but we'll look quickly at the toys of Al-Bahim Ahari Kibufereshes. See the middle lines. Bahim Kibufereshes. V'lechoyra Aydi, says toys. Do you have it, Reb Dovid? Al-Bahim Ahari Kibufereshes. In the middle of the Amud. Toises. V'lechoyra Aydi, b'bahim d'chazir leila nazir. Kimoy kivsa, shekrei v'chatas. V'keve shekar av oila. V'ayar shekar av shlom. V'lechoyra, that's the three. O kimu farashin dekom ravuna hainu, shi yakrib kolechot kamoni kedinei. One for the chatas, one for the oila, one for the shlom. V'komashul on ravuna, nehiduloi pirish, zel lechat, zel leoila, zel shlomim, v'kom gmokam krevi kolchat v'chat kedinei. That's the portion of pshat. Veloinera says Toys is wrong. The MK, Micah Maslan Ravuna. For Masisani, the Maisim Basamach. That's the Mishnah we have in the Amid Aleph. Rib Shimon Oyma, Heavy Gimel Behemoth, Veloy Pirish. One goes for the Chatas, Roy Lachatas, Chatas, Roy Lachatas. So what's the way? Veloid, the Mistama Ay Ravuna, Behach Miyud to the Behema, similar to the next cases which we're going to have in the Gemara. So skip a line. In the middle line it says, Lachain Nira. See, it says Rosh Tavis. Lachain Nira, the Ay Behema, the Loy Chazil and Nazir, Gigoin, Gimel Parim. If you look in the pasuk in Parashas Nosai, it talks about bringing an ayil for shlomim, a kevis for an oila, and a kivsa for a chatas. So what do you mean? These are mufarashas. These three cows are mufarashas. I can't use any of them for any of the three kabbalas. And just come mufarashas. Ratzalayim kifarashas betaruvis. Oysan kulam, all of these are now fresh materials. Kimayishim Roshan Le'el, like the case we had Elafil Chatosu Loilomai Ulishlamov Mufaroshin Hain, David Pirushai Mufaroshin Betaruvis, and Vaholchin Li'ibud. All three of these animals, if the Balabos, who became a Nazir, and bought three cows, and he says, holy cow! He's makdish them for his kabbanis. And you cannot bring them for the kabbanis. But instead you're going to have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you're going to go and take the money and be poided. And now you take those funds and you're going to use it to buy three new kabbanis. I would think it has been like moistumin. And therefore what should you do? All the money should go for an oila. Kamashalon, it all goes liyam amelach. Why? Because you have the mechatas muravin behen. There's mechatas. Didn't our Mishnah say the mechatas? Halacha he ben nozer is only by mois and not by behemis. But now the Gemara continues to expand and expound on that. And now we're elaborating. So it continues on the Gemara. Nachum, Amr of Nachum, Hodi Amr behemis. No, stop. Back, Omer Vuna Baram, Leishon Mois, Behemar Kufareshes, and therefore does not go in a Dova, it goes Li'ibud, Li'yama Melech. Omer of Nachman, Hod the Amr Behemar Hari Kufareshes, that we just finished saying a moment ago, the Behemar has a din of Kufareshes, Leishon Al Batmima, that's Tavka if it's still a Tomim, meaning it's still is ro'oi for another carbon. Then it has a din like stuma. Why is that stuma? Because the Gemara is telling us is that it's either cash or cash equivalents, what they call today liquid investments, that you go and call up the broker and says you won't lose a penny on it. That's what they always tell you. Anyway, but you get your full money because it doesn't fluctuate in price. It's totally liquid. Since I have behemoths which are bali mumen, famous bali mumen, I can sell a dime a dozen, no problem. I go to any butcher, any shlachtos, they'll be happy to buy behemoths. So therefore, that's why it is deemed the economic equivalent like cash, and therefore it is like mo'is. So that Rav Huna Amar Rav said a moment ago, when you set aside three cows or three goats, which are not roy to bring for a carbon, that they have a din of kimefureshes b'taruvis, and it all goes li'ibud, that's if the three animals are tmimim or tmimois. However, if the animals have mumen on them, then they are kistumen, just like mois, and they would go line top.
Yeah, but even buying mumen, yeah, there's restrictions on how you dispose of an animal about mumen.
I understand what you mean.
You can't use it. It's not liquid. You can't weigh it in the marketplace like other.
Apparently, it would only be a 5% discount for that. You're right. The geese avoid and things of that nature. However, but otherwise, you wouldn't have a problem. Now says Yimara, Abu Nascha, what about a Nascha? Nascha means a silver bar, a gold bar, like you have presumably in Fort Knox. Probably one day they're going to Fort Knox, they'll find that it was all stolen. But if they ever open it up, then presumably they'll find that there are gold bars or silver bars there. So what happens if I have such a silver bar? Oh, this is mamish. It's worth its weight in gold or in silver. So I would think that this is liquid. Says Abu Nascha Loi. What's the reason why Nascha Loi? Because if you went here to the supermarket and you had a bill of $18.97, I take out this beautiful gold bar and say, this is worth, you know, hundreds of dollars. I say, mister, you know, you gotta give. So it's not oivul asoicher, it's might and not liquid funds according to Rav Nachman, and therefore it would not have the din of mo'is stumen. It would be kimufurashin betaruvis, and the whole thing would go liyam melech. Rav Nachman Yitzchak goes, no, I feel a nascha. Okay. Zimtai. In a supermarket, you taka couldn't. However, if you go to if you go to someone who is a dealer in gold and silver, presumably he weighs it on the thing. Okay, here's $5,000, $2,000, whatever numbers to be weighed. So the koyre goes 1, 2, 3. Ava sabishol koyres. What happens if you had a sabishol koyres? Means a whole bunch of beams which are good for construction. Now, who's going to use this? Only a contractor, someone who's doing construction. So you can go and sell these easily in the street. Hey, who needs a whole savishal curtis, a whole bunch of beams to go construction? Yeah, it's not oivula soicher. So vaita, this would be kimufuroshin and not kistumin, and therefore all go li ibud, like we learned in the Tosfos. Okay. Amr of Sima Varashi Lira Pop. Maita Maid Rabbanan the Amri Mois Vele Behema Vele Nascha Mois Vele Savra. Now when he says Maita Maid Rabbanan, he's referring to Rav Huna Omer Rav, who spoke about Mois Avaloi Behema Tmima. He was referring to Rav Nachman that said, even a Balmum, yeah, but not Nascha. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Nascha, yeah, but not Savar Shal Koydis. So these Rabbanon, why did they say the Amin Mois Vloi Behema Vloi Nascha, Mois Vloi Savra? Elamayata, if that's what they hold, the same thing should apply to Elamayata Mois Vloi Oifis. The same thing should apply to Oifis too. What means to Oifis too? That if a person buys two separate Oifis, he bought two Oifis, and now the person was going to bring those Oifis, Lamushali was a Metzoyra that had to go Oifis, and then afterwards Nebuchadnezzar passed away, so what would I say about them? Well, I'd say, well, it's not Mois Tumen, it's Oifis. And we said, Mois Vloi Oifis. So the Choyra, we didn't say Mois Vloi Oifis, we said Mois Vloi Behemis, Mois Vloi Nascha, Mois Vloi Savashal Koyris. So I should say the Choyra, Mois Vloi Oifis. If I say that's Mois Vloi Oifis, what should be the din? That these should be Kimifurashin. They should have a status like Mefurash. Ah, so Freyti Yimora, V'chitei Mahochinami, if you're going to talk, tell me that that's Alocha, Mois Vloi Oifis, that has a status like Mefurashin. What does Igmar mean to say? If a person takes to go and bring a kan, and he has to designate one for the chatas oif, one for the oil oif, what you can do is you have two chances to do this. Either at the initial time of purchase, when you buy it, or if you didn't mention anything at that time, you just put the two inside a cage and you brought it home to you and you left it at home for a month, then you cannot go and be mafresh and designate one for an oilet, one for a chatas. You gotta wait until you come to the Beis Hamikdash. When you show it to the Beis Hamikdash, then the kohen will take, oh, you weren't mafarish at the time that you bought it. This will be the oilet, this will be a chatas. Those are the two times. Why is this the case? Because a psukim that say v'lokach v'hevi, that b'shas l'kicho b'shas l'vo. So therefore, any kibbutz el b'lokichas balu iwasi is koyin. Frank the more amai hamois kmirla. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that after the person bought the oifus, and at that moment he was not mafresh or mafarish, which one is which? Which one is which? So for the next month, there's two mois, and then when you come to the coin, he has the right to select. What do you mean he has the right to select? As soon as he took it home, without being mafarish, which one is which? It should be like the halacha of the behemoth, like the koirois, like the nascha, that it's deemed kimufarosh and dami. Because we just said now that this whole din of stumais only applies to money, not to behemoth, not to nascha, not to sa. So say the same like the oifis, that they should also be deemed kimufarosh. If they're deemed kimufarosh, the coin has no right to go and say eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It's already too late, it's kimufarosh. Oh, so you're going to tell me, what can you bring it for? You can't bring it for either one, because it's for Rosh and Bitaruvis, and therefore should all the Chari have to go to the Yama Melech. So therefore the Halacha... But that's his question. That's the question. So you want to know the answer?
You said the answer already. It's a Pasuk.
Yeah,
it's a Pasuk that the Kohen has the right...
Don't take away from tomorrow's Gemara. Thank you. Anyway, if you look at the Gemara, we can't go through the whole thing, but if you look on the Omid Aleph, or Malay, Hossam, two lines at the bottom, Talaka v'yosir achmana, ilkichas ba'alim ibasiyas koyin, enecham based on a pasuk, but that's Gemara's kasha. Gemara wants to know, man ishtana the oivois from the behemoth, from the sabar, and from the nascha. To make him continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.